Blog Talk Radio.
The Healing Circle is a panel composed of spiritual teacher Kat Edward and myself, a former social worker. We come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Listeners are encouraged to call in and contribute to the show because we all have hard-earned wisdom we need to share. Join us every week at the same day and time. And for today's show, we're going to be talking about the topic creating abundance. So please feel free to participate or to just listen. And I just want to make sure that we are live in the studio because I wasn't paying attention. So I'm going to check in with one of our callers tonight whose name is Jackie. Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, David.
Hi there, hon. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. How are you?
Excellent. Well, Jackie, I'm going to come back to you a little later in the show. Would love to have your input. And so now we're going to begin. Is that okay?
That sounds wonderful. I'll be here.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Okay. Well, at any rate, creating abundance, I also have a special guest who's a regular on my Friday night show who's joining us tonight along with Kat Edwards and myself, and that is Rachel Thompson Phillips from Australia. And if I don't mind saying so, she's a bit of an expert on creating abundance, and she knows how to do it. She knows how to manifest like you wouldn't believe. So it's a pleasure to have her with us. And I just wanted to start off by saying that it's my understanding and experience that the best thing you can do to create abundance in your life is to maintain a high level of vibration. And I think that probably gratitude is one of the best ways to achieve that. There are other ways that you can do that, of course, and I'm going to just refer to Kat and Rachel or defer to them because I think that they may have more to say than me, but I do have some things that I will say. So at any rate, Kat, what would you like to say, hon?
Well, I totally agree with you. Gratitude is a perfect place to start when you're wanting to create anything in your life, including abundance. Looking around and being grateful for what is currently in your life, the blessings that you had yesterday and the blessings that you have today precede the blessings that you will have tomorrow. And counting them is the perfect place to start when you're wanting to lay the foundation for creating abundance. But we actually have to do something that we maybe have been taught not to do in society, and that is use our imagination and dream big. I remember growing up and the imagination was poo-pooed, visualization was poo-pooed, and dreaming of things was seen as silly. But then there's a counterculture, obviously, all of us mindfulness people are starting to say, no, let's get into that, and because that's where things are created. Everything's created in the thought vibration first before it is created in the physical vibration. So by dreaming it, by allowing yourself to go into fantasy and dream and really imagine it deeply, you're allowing the universe to connect with that thought pattern and create that. Now, obviously, there's some things that you can dream that aren't going to happen. Like, you could dream that you live on Uranus, but it isn't going to happen. So you've got to be real and practical. But if you're dreaming of having abundance, what does that abundance mean to you? because what you're really needing to focus on is the feeling, the good feeling thoughts of the abundance. So if I was to dream of having an abundance of really good quality friends, the feeling that I would have of that is security. You know, it's one of the things I would have, is that I feel a safety and a security in the people around me, and trust and loyalty, kindness. These are the good feeling thoughts that I would have in wanting to attract them, a professionalism about them, an educated mindset, a critical thinking mindset, people who have independence in their ability to function in their lives, so they don't lean on me for absolutely everything. So I would then want to focus on that, and whenever I was think about having an abundance of good friends, I would focus on that kind of quality of people coming to me. And an abundance of good friends to me might be five good friends. That would be an abundance for me, whereas for someone else it might be having hundreds of them, or thousands or millions if they were, say, an Instagram person. So it really is. Abundance is a personal thing, but it has to come from gratitude, dreaming it up, and having good feeling thoughts that will bring that to you. Because if you just said to yourself, for example, if you want an abundance of money, if you just said, I want $2 million in my bank account, well, they're just numbers in an account. It's just numbers. But what do those numbers represent? You've got to go into the good feeling thoughts to really bring that forward. And you've got to dive into that and bliss out in it quite a bit, because you've got to trigger that subconscious mind into acting. Is that something that you would agree with, Rachel?
100%, Kat. I agree with everything you're saying, and also like that interpretation of understanding that, like, we're an accumulation of a soul and spiritual being, but we're also a human element as well, and it requires the mesh of both of those, all of those three essences all working cohesively together. Because, I mean, you can dream it, you can believe it, you can feel it, but unless you put the action in, which requires that human part within yourself, then it's just still going to sit there. It requires, you need to be able to take an action step, like as you were saying, like on a feeling base, so on a beingness level. So that's working on your energy, the feeling, the emotions, the drive, what inspires you, what makes you want it. But then also abundance requires a doingness level, like what are the action steps? What do they look like? You have to take them consistently, overcoming your fears, knowing doubts are going to come up. And that's that humanistic part within ourselves, but being aware and being okay that there's, you know, sometimes you might require help and support from other people that might come in the form of, like, guidance, or you might need to invest in yourself or by doing programs or learning how to complete those action steps, and understanding that there's all these beautiful, like the dream and what you want to manifest and the abundance that you want is the big picture. And then you've got to break it down into all these beautiful little working parts that all work in alignment towards that overall goal. And every time you hit those little wins that you've accomplished something, that ignites that feeling that deeply reconnects you with those dreams of abundance that you wish. So I'm 100% in agreement with you, but I think sometimes we talk about it, you know, for a lot of people that have heard abundance on this really big scale, and sometimes, you know, it's quite interesting talking with so many people like what we do, and there's still people that sort of it's still a concept that's inside their mind, and it's not actually connected to that soul spiritual part within their own self, and they're not sure why things are not working, because it's more than just, you know, dream it and it just falls, and, you know, the mailman delivers your dream on your doorstep. There are so many moving parts that require working cohesively together towards that abundance or what it is that you want to be able to manifest. And every tiny little step that you do, every single day consistently, is working towards building that frequency and matching the energy of what it is that you want. And it keeps you so inspired and so deeply immersed in making sure that that dream doesn't just stay as a dream, as a concept in your head. It's actually got all these little moving parts that you're working towards, that you're turning it into reality and watching it unfold through all the tiny little steps that you do. So I think it's an accumulation of all of these beautiful moving parts that work together to achieve that optimal thing that you want to be able to manifest.
You know, Rachel, when you talked about investing in yourself, that spoke to me of something else that I was reading, and that is about committing to your dreams. What do you think about that? And by the way, we also have another special guest tonight who is in the queue, and that is Ann Nichols George, and we will come to her in a minute. So anyhow, Rachel, let me turn it back to you for a moment.
I think investment is the number one thing. From my experience, and this is just my experience, everything that I've ever wanted to manifest has involved some form of investment of some description, whether it's an investment in yourself, investing in working through those hard times, working through those doubts and fears, but also investing in understanding that the dreams that you want, the things that you want to manifest, the things that are that you want to call in that abundance, they're huge. I mean, or else why would you dream if you're only going to dream small? So there usually means that there's a gap where you don't have either a skill, a resource, or there's something that you're going to need to be able to learn to be able to do in order to be able to have that goal. And that's where that commitment comes in, like Kat was saying, like that commitment to yourself. If you're committed to that dream, then that's just going to be a natural progression to be able to invest in it. Like when I built the Oracle cards, I had to learn about technology. When I created my online program, I had to invest thousands of dollars for someone to teach me how to create that. And that just became all part of the process of being able to make those dreams come true. If I had tried to do that on my own, I doubt that I would have had the ability to have done what I've done. So, you know, even if you I'm just going to throw a random example out there, like if you want to lose weight, if that's what you're wanting to manifest is to lose 15 kilos, you're going to have to invest in buying really good quality food. You'll probably need to invest in buying a good pair of sneakers so that you can get out and do some work. There's going to be needing to be some form of investment, which is that commitment back to yourself and commitment back to your dream and what it is that you're wanting to manifest. And each one of those things that you invest in also encourages that feeling that Kat was talking about, is that feeling of, yeah, I'm making a total commitment to myself and to what it is that I want to manifest. So I've always sort of thought that there was an investment part that comes, and it can be on a monetary sense, it can be on a logical thinking process, investing and making sure you're making the time to sit there and invoke the feelings of your dreams, the investment of positive mindset, the investment of taking action steps, the investment in calling and receiving support in areas that you may not have that particular knowledge or wisdom around, and then there can also be that investment on a monetary sense. So for me, there's always a form of investment that needs to be made when coming into manifestation.
I have a couple more questions for you, and then I'd like to go to Ann. I'm wondering where faith and inner knowing comes in and is part of the equation.
Well, I think that's also the investment too, because that inner knowingness, there is usually when we want to be able to manifest something, the soul has already spoken to you. It's brought it up into your consciousness. It keeps bringing it and making you aware of it. And you'll know the right step to take or the right people to invest or the right direction to go, because that inner knowingness is coming from your soul saying you have this really big dream, it's part of your soul contract, and the energy aligns and it feels good. So there's that, you know, when that right thing just shows up or you're on the right direction, because that inner knowingness is a message coming from your soul that's revealing the next step of how to make whatever it is that you want to manifest unfold. So there's where that, and we get that physiological feeling that shows up in our body to say, yeah, you're on the right track, or yay, this is not working, how have we detoured and how do we get ourselves back? So there's still that investment in following that guidance. So that's what I was saying, is like investment is more than just being on a monetary sense. That investment is in trusting yourself, having the confidence to take the steps, because when you chase your dreams, there are going to be a lot of steps that you take that are going to take you outside of your comfort zone and make you feel so nervous and a little bit uncertain. And sometimes, you know, when you're learning new steps or learning to do new things, it feels really clunky. So that investment in that positive mindset to keep going and keep moving forward, because I feel like dreams and things that we want to be able to manifest is also about keeping that momentum, keeping yourself so completely immersed in the feeling and the energy and the connection to it. So that helps you through those times where you may find that you're in doubts. So I feel like that's where it all, and also again that, you know, connects in with that gratitude that both you and Kat were talking about. So it's the encompassment of it all.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to give you the opportunity, Rachel, to put out your website information and how people can best contact you, because you are so proficient and so well-versed in manifestation and so many other wonderful things that people could benefit from.
Oh, thank you so much, David. I really appreciate those gorgeous kind words. How people can find me is they can find me on Facebook, or my website is rachelthompsonphillips.com. So I'll spell that out because it's a rather long version. It's rachelthompsonphillips.com. So feel free, anyone can jump on there and send me an email or get connected with me from there.
I'm going to spell it out, too, because of the way that I've connected to you, people may not have heard the correct spelling. So I'm going to spell it out, folks. Please, I hope you have your pens and pieces of paper out now. It is R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Thompson is spelled with a P. It's T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Phillips, PHILLIPS.com. Do I have it correctly, Rachel?
Yes, thank you, love. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Okay, let me go to Ann, who has kindly joined us tonight. Ann does some amazing work in something called the Code Journey, and I'm sure she'll have some things to say, so let me bring her live. Ann, you're live. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking, and thank you for joining us tonight. I so appreciate your perspective on life and the attitudes of love and healing that you bring to other living souls, and I would love to hear what you have to say about creating abundance.
Well, and definitely, you know, the codes always offer a very interesting perspective to everything and in helping us understand things. And I definitely, you know, I just want to acknowledge that Rachel hit so many great points, and Kat did as well, as they both entered on the call. And I think some of what I have to say will overlap with points that they mentioned as well. And, you know, what I start with when I look at the codes of this is to begin with abundance in and of itself, and what that is about. And a big piece of abundance is being able to take command of our life. It's about living in a way that we become a living example. And so you can start, no matter where you are, what you have to work with, and be abundant in your life, or to have abundance in your life, because you're really coming from a very heart-centered space, but you are coming from the knowing that you have the ability to influence anything and everything. And that even if you don't have a big status in life, or, you know, you're not in some high position in society or something like that, that you're still influencing people throughout your daily life. And this in various spiritual laws sets up a sort of magnetism energy about it. The being able to be in command of our life originates from an aspect of able to have confidence in what you're doing. And so when we then start to add in the aspects of create or creating, we have two key aspects that go with that, and that means to work or to live from wisdom, the confidence of our soul's wisdom in particular. And so when we're living from the soul's wisdom, we're going to automatically become a vibration that is going to have an influence, because you can't be in the soul and not have an influence of things that are happening in your life. Now, as we kind of look at those pieces coming together and what happens when we look at create abundance or creating abundance, there is something that is very, very important for us to do. So in order to be in command of our life, we need to make sure that we're also surrounding ourselves with other people who are making wise choices. So, you know, for example, you might be making some wise choices, but if you're constantly inviting people into your home that decide they're going to do drug deals, for example, in your home, they're not making such wise choices, and that's going to create some issues, and you're going to see a fall as a result of that. You're going to block your own abundance, your own well-being, as a result of surrounding yourself with those that are making unwise choices. So developing that circle and constantly taking a look at it of what you're surrounding yourself with. And again, this kind of feeds into, I think, some of the spiritual concepts of becoming magnetic, of you know, what you hold in your life, the energy that you're keeping, has a huge impact on what you're able to bring into your life. So in codes, as these components come together, one of the things that we're asked to do in order to be in this space of living wisdom and to keep people in our life that are operating in wisdom is to let go of our victim patterns, to let go of where we are turning our power and our control over to other people, and where we are in resistance, fighting, and rebel energy. Because here again, that kind of law of attraction aspect, that if we're fighting something, if we're not accepting things in our life, if we are in a rebellion phase and trying to lash out and say, I'm going to go be successful to get revenge on somebody, for example, then we're automatically setting up the energy to repel away that abundance. And, you know, again, what I think a lot of people think of is they get triggered, and we've kind of been programmed that abundance is about money and about finances. And really the money and the finances are a result of being in abundance. It's a result of living in abundance. From my perspective, abundance is really an internal process first. There needs to be the soul alignment first. There needs to be connection to the soul and honoring a commitment to living as your soul self. And the more we do that, the more we will automatically become abundant, the less we will turn our power over to other people, the less that we will be in fight and battle and argument and rebellion. And that then opens the space, and it opens the energy up for us to receive. And usually what we receive from that space is far more beautiful, I've found, than maybe what we were originally seeking after.
Well, that's all wonderful, and I thank you for that. I was thinking about the part where you were talking about the people that you have in your life and how they can help you with manifesting or deter you from that. It really sounded like it boils down to people, places, and things. And there was one thing I wanted to add that I learned when I belonged to Unity Church, and that is to thank God or the universe, whatever you consider to be your higher power,
for the abundance as if it has manifested now. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely, and this is a huge part of standing in our soul self, honoring our soul processes and practices, whether that is prayer or meditation or whatever that is for somebody. And usually if we're in a stuck space, if we're struggling to create abundance in our life or to feel abundant, it's a lot of times because we've gotten off track. We're not placing God or soul or spirit first in our life. We're placing a focus on material things first. And that can trip a lot of people up because if place your emphasis, and it's important to have dreams and a vision of what you're trying to do, but as Kat mentioned, it's about tapping into the feeling of what that is about. And so when you place the soul aspects first, you can manifest anything in the physical world. But if you're not placing the soul things first and you're just seeking after the material things, I find that it's much harder to get those things. It's a lot more work in some ways, and it is usually once we, if we get it, it becomes something that leaves our life. So when we're, you know, again, seeking that aspect outside of ourselves, that when we create it from the inside, when we tune into, let me build the confidence, let me stand in the soul's wisdom, let me release the people who are trying to control me in my life, let me let go of where I'm fighting things, and we work on that process, we just naturally will shift into a magnetic place. But yes, the people I find are very, very important, and it's a piece that we don't oftentimes stop and think about. It's a piece that we don't connect with because we think, well, I'm doing all of this work, but we don't stop to think about all of the people that are around us that's not in our space. You know, again, the friends that maybe aren't making such wise choices, or the family members that are constantly creating conflict or battle, or, you know, whoever that is. And the closer the people are to us, like if we're in an intimate relationship, or there's somebody that we communicate with on a daily basis, those people become even more important to make sure that they are making wise choices. And, you know, because they're going to have a greater impact. Anytime, the more intimate the connection, the more personal the connection is, the greater the impact they're going to have on our life and the greater influence they can have in things that we're doing and trying to create.
Well, you know, it sounds like what has been talked about before about doubts and fears can be a real deterrent. And I've also wondered about the role that the ego can play in terms of manifesting those aspects. So that's something that perhaps we can discuss a little later on. I do want to bring you back on. But I'd like to give you the opportunity to put forward ways that people can get in touch with you, how they can get a hold of your book. If you want to briefly describe that, you're welcome to, so go for it.
Okay, well, it's very easy to reach me through Messenger on Facebook. Also, you can send me an email to J-A-N-G at compassioncodes.com. And my website is also compassioncodes.com. The book that I put out, The Code Journey, is an incredible journey that unfolded some wonderful wisdom from a group that I'm a part of, which is a Magi grouping. And anybody that wants to learn more about that background, I encourage you to go back and listen to the interviews that David did regarding this journey in May on me. And it's a three-part series that gets much more in depth into what the code journey is all about as far as the story and the history behind it. But it's a daily guidebook that I create every year, and it's huge. We're not talking a little one, and we're talking like a 700-page book that I put out every year, and it shares all of the code insights on the influences that we have going on for the year, by the month, by the lunar cycles, by the days. And every year I shift it around a little bit or add a new piece in. So in the 2021 book, I'm going to be adding in some different aspects on the moon cycles, and I address different portals like meteor showers that are going on and how those are influencing our currents and what the opportunities are. So it's a wonderful book of journey that anybody can take. And even though we're all sharing the same influences, we are also on our own personal journey. So this book allows you to understand what the main currents are in our world, and it also takes you on your personal journey simultaneously.
Beautiful. And let me put out the way that people can check out the episodes that Ann has been on. I'm going to give you the dates, and I'm also going to give you the way to check it out. All of my shows are archived for 6 years, and you're welcome to check out any of the shows. But Ann was on the show May 1st. Excuse me, I've got to change phones here. She was on the show on May 22nd and finally on May 29th, and she will return later in the year. And also, I want to let you know shows that you can check out on Rachel, who's coming up again on July 24th in the States. And you know what? My schedule has disappeared before. Wait a minute, I can find it. I'll find it later. But go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. So I am going to come back to each of these guests and callers in a moment. I want to take a moment to speak with Jackie, who has joined us tonight, and see if she has any questions or comments. So let me go to Jackie. Jackie, hi there.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Oh, I'm glad you could join us.
Yes, so there has just been so much that's been talked about from Kat and Rachel and, of course, on. There's really not too much for me else to say except personally I think I would add abundance coming from my own personal experience is being in God's divine alignment, but included in that for me, the lessons that we need to learn. I believe once we accomplish learning the lessons, that would create or has created for me personally more abundance. If we are making unwise choices or unwise decisions, or we keep coming around and around and we feel we're in a rut or we're in a circle and why isn't that working out, or why isn't that particular career working for me? I should be doing that again. It's what you touched on earlier, David, with the ego. And then backing up what Ann had said, when the soul is, you know, leading, when the human ego can listen to the soul and be aligned with that, and they can walk together and be parallel, I think there's a lot of breakthroughs that can happen for us in learning our lessons. Once those lessons are learned, I find that you create a ton more abundance for yourself.
Thank you, Jackie. Boy, that hits home big time. I'm just going to share something that's very intimate briefly, because I'm going through a major transition in my life. For those of you who don't know, I have a bipolar disorder, which at points in time has wreaked havoc in my life. And when I've been on the upswing, my judgment goes out the window. And I love the person that I'm with dearly. However, I entered into a relationship with somebody that I'm not really aligned with, and there's been a lot of conflict. And we are choosing at my decision to live separately and see how it goes, because there's been a lot of this victim-perpetrator stuff going on, and it comes back to what I believe Rachel was saying about, or no, Ann, you were talking about people. And, you know, I have to have respect for everybody. I have respect for my husband. I do love him dearly. But there is not the alignment that I'm looking for, and I think it's become a barrier for me in terms of creating those things that I wish to attract. So that's a very intimate thing, and I can be in big doo-doo if he's listening, but I hope that he'll receive the message from the spirit of love and know that my soul is aligned with him through many lifetimes, and hopefully we can find some healing in this lifetime. So with that said, I'm going to return to Kat. Kat, would you briefly share any more thoughts you have? Because we only have 20 minutes until we go into meditation. And I'd love to hear any thoughts that have occurred to you as we have been talking tonight.
I'd like to leap off from you. What you're basically saying is creating an empowering reality. And that I have done as well. I've let go of many people in my life who were toxic, people who I couldn't see were toxic, remained in my life while I got rid of people who were toxic until I got to the core toxic people, and then I was able to finally turn around to them and say, you're toxic too, you've got to go. And I got to the place where I was completely alone, and I would prefer to be alone than be around toxic people, which meant that I had to rebuild. But I rebuilt in such a way that I was more cautious about who I let into my life, and in such a way that my inner being would navigate me away from people who were hidden. You know, maybe they're narcissists and they were hiding their truth, that they were toxic. Because I listened to my inner being, it allowed me to navigate my life better. And, you know, what we're really talking about here, when we go back to the fundamentals of creating abundance, is you have the need. There's a need, which is the first thing. I have this situation, and I need to create something different out of it. And that is what the whole function of conflict is about, conflict or unsatisfactory experience. It's or people who are a menace or create problems in your life. These people or situations, circumstances agitate you, and as a result, you turn around to the universe and say, I want something better. All humans want to feel better, and there's nothing wrong with that. So that's like a launching point for manifesting abundance, and we should actually celebrate it, even though at times it truly sucks. So at that point, you need to get clear about what you want. Because if you say to yourself, I want a new car, well, you know, you might attract a toy car. That's a new car. You have to be very clear as to what you want, you know. For my circumstances, if I wanted a new car, I'd want something I could fit my family in and a full fortnight's worth of groceries or all our luggage if we were going on holiday. So I want a certain size vehicle. I also don't want to look particularly like a soccer mum, so I would like something that has a bit of class and style about it. I would want good mileage. I would want it to the ease and abundance of parts around, so I wouldn't have a car that was particularly difficult to service. You know, so I would think specifically on the things that I need, but then I'd allow it to be general as to what car comes into my life after I thought of the specific needs that I have. So when we're manifesting, when we're looking for abundance in something, as the ladies have said, we're not necessarily looking for an abundance of money, though obviously that's the one that people think of the most. We could be looking for an abundance of pets, friends, houseplants, education. There's a whole plethora of things out there that people need in abundance. knives and forks. I mean, if you've only got one set and you know you've got people coming over, you need an abundance of knives and forks. So, you know, it just depends on what it is that you need, but you have the agitation point first that creates the situation for you to then get specific and then go general. At that point there, you put it out to the universe. Now, it may be jumping on Google and having some searching and saying to yourself, hey, I'd really like to have some nice classy knives and forks for this dinner party that's coming up in a month. And so you put it out there. You might also say, I've only got a budget of $10 for the whole lot. How am I going to get classy knives and forks for $10? And so you put it out there, and then you allow the fantastic amazingness of the universe to do its part. The belief system within you also needs to be challenged. Now, if you have a belief system that I never get anything that I want and that I am not worthy, then trying to create abundance is going to be pretty damn difficult. So at some point in the preparation for being able to constantly manifest what you want, you need to go back to what the ladies have been talking about, which is, and David was talking about, which was creating a good circumstance in your life, getting rid of negative people, getting rid of negative belief systems. And remember that a belief is just something that hasn't been put into a solid knowledge. So it has fluidity, and truths are always half-truths. So when you have something that is true to you today, for example, when I was 10 years old, I believed that all grown-ups had a professional job, which was something that I experienced because all both my parents had a profession and all the people that they hung around with had a profession. But then as I got older, that truth no longer applied. I realized that not all jobs are a profession or considered a profession, and that not all grown-ups have a job. So then I had to reconcile a different truth. So truth can be fluid. Facts are real. You know, grass is green. That's a fact. So we need to discern between belief systems that operate on fluid truths and facts that cannot be altered. A cat says meow. That is real. That is a knowledge, a knowing. So you need to challenge yourself quite a bit. Be prepared to get uncomfortable. As I said, I removed myself from many people who were toxic and I became quite lonely. That was an uncomfortable place. But then from that place, I was able to rebuild. And then when you're constructing your new reality, you can get to that place where you say, you know what, I want these knives and forks, I want them to be classy, I want them for $10. And you're not making any excuses for your life anymore. You're not making excuses for others. And there's no barrier, internal or external, that's going to stop that manifestation from coming.
Can I jump in for a minute, honey? Running.
Sorry.
That's all right. No problem. No problem at all. We're just running a little short on time. And I
apologize.
No need.
I went one of my brain farts.
No problem. I love what you have to say, and I know that you could talk a lot longer. And God bless you. Would love to hear more of your wisdom another time. This is a topic that's so expansive we could go on for hours. But you had said one thing before the show that I think is very apropos, and that is to be careful what you ask for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've also heard it said that when you make a request to the universe, that you ask specifically for something or something better. And I would like to just return to Rachel and then to Ann to see what they have to say about that. We do have another caller, and I don't know if we're going to have time to go to them. We can check in briefly to see who they are. But, Rachel, I'm coming back to you.
I totally agree with you, David. We're manifesting constantly all the time through our thoughts, our energy, and our frequency. And so we are manifesting drama and chaos in our life just as much as we're manifesting great things. It's just that sometimes we end up seeing more drama and chaos and the things that we don't want, because we perpetuate the situation by constantly thinking about it. So I think it's really always very important to be really mindful of what you wish for, because just as a classic example, like, I always laugh about this to this day, but use it as an example. Many years ago, I was helping someone and I wanted to go back and study, and I said to the universe, please give me the biggest sign, the most in-your-face sign you can ever say to let me know that I'm going to go back to school. And literally fell down the driveway and tore all the ligaments off my ankle. And I went, well, I asked for the most obvious in-my-face sign, and here it is. So oh. I always use that as an example. Be careful what you wish for, because it does occur. So if we're thinking, oh, I don't have money to pay bills, you're manifesting that. So you're already creating that. So shifting our thoughts to match what we want is going to be really important, and that's where we can use that expansion of gratitude as well.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate that. Anne, what do you have to say?
You know, I think kind of just following up on some of what Kat was talking about, as far as when I look at the codes for manifest, it again lines with, you know, standing in the soul self. And it reminds us that we don't have to have anything outside of ourselves to manifest or to create abundance. It's always within us. And so that's all already there. We just have to connect with it and acknowledge it. And tagging on to what Kat was talking about, it comes down to an experience, as opposed to it's great to have clarity and say, you know, man, I want a 1964 red Corvette or whatever it is. But, you know, there could be all kinds of things that go with that maybe you don't want. And what you want to get back to more is, what is the experience that you're looking for? What is more than the material thing, what is the experience? You want an experience of being able to haul all of the kids around very easily and to have a reliable car that you don't have to worry about and that sort of thing. Or you want to have an experience of being able to drive down the roads with the top down on a vehicle or things like that. So really getting down to the feeling that you want from something. Because, and I know Jackie knows this very, very well, sometimes what our mind is set on having is not actually what we're looking for. And when we shift into focusing on the experience that we want to have, then we open ourselves up at least that, or not, you know, if not something that's even better for us.
Thank you so much, Anne. You know, if you hear background noises like fireworks, you're hearing them. For whatever reason, people have been celebrating the 4th of July here in Syracuse, New York, for the last month, almost every night. So please bear with us. You know, I so appreciate what each of you said. I'm just going to return to Rachel for a moment. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Rachel? Because I didn't give you that opportunity when I limited you to talk about what I had asked.
Oh, that's okay. I think probably the only thing that really stands out for me is the things that we want to manifest. I'm just going to use the language of dreams. Dreams don't have expiry dates, and as humans, sometimes we can be really inflexible on that timeline. And it's really important that it's good to have a date in which you want to be able to achieve something. But just because something may not actually appear on that exact date doesn't mean that you're not manifesting or working towards that dream or goal. So I feel like when we manifest, sometimes we need to have a little bit more behavioral flexibility and not confine it into this human form of how it should appear, when it should appear. We also have to work congruently with the cosmic energy of the universe, that everything works and comes into our world at that right divine timing. And I think that's so important because there's so many people that become discouraged from continuing or embed unhealthy beliefs going, oh, I'm not very good at manifesting, because they've made their timelines too short. So I think it's important to have that behavioral flexibility that dreams don't have expiry dates.
Thank you. Kat, I'd like to return to you to put forward your connection information. Kat is a spiritual teacher, and she is a brilliant clairvoyant. And if you could also indicate a little bit about our Facebook page, I'd appreciate that, Kat.
Yes, well, currently my website is down, so you can connect with me on Facebook at Kat Edwards. Kat is spelt with a C, and my Facebook page is Kat Edwards Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. And also, please support this radio show. On Facebook, we have our own radio show page, which is The Healing Circle with David Clark and Kat Edwards. Please go on there and click like, and you can suggest a topic for us to discuss just by sending us a message or typing it in the comments. And also, if you would like to continue the thread, just go to the latest post, which is about today's show, and type in your thoughts, and David and I will connect with you, and we can have a good old chat afterwards. Also, to encourage the ladies who've been a guest tonight to get on and keep talking if they want, and connect with people via our Facebook page, The Healing Circle with David Clark and Kat Edwards. And make sure that you tune in every week to listen to more insightful wisdom from us and members of the community.
And again, if you go into the archives at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E on the end, you can check out any of our shows that go back to January of 2019. And each week we've had a different topic. We're normally at 8 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, and we will be returning to that. What date, Kat?
Next week.
Next week. Thank you for the reminder. Okay, let's just check in with this other caller and see if they have a couple of minutes they'd like to share, at least find out their first name. Area code 630, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. I'm pretty good. I just wondered, did you see anything coming in for me this, I don't know. I've been waiting
honey,
a while.
We're not doing readings tonight. We're not doing readings tonight.
But I'll tell you.
No, it's okay. It's okay to ask the question. Let me point you towards some upcoming shows. You could tune in on July 10th and talk with Athena Starr, or you could even talk to Rachel, who might be able to help you out on July 24th. So,
That's okay. That's really okay. I like the show a lot today. I believe a lot in manifesting
you.
And abundance. I practice meditation with abundance, and I think there's a lot of abundance in the universe, and I'm really hoping that, I don't know, a lot of stuff's happening, so I'm hoping for more of it. And I think that when you're positive and you create in your mind, your reality, and I believe a lot of the stuff, the patience, and also that there is a time, and there is God's time. It's not on our time. And everything works in the universe the way it's supposed to. So I could relate a lot to what you peoples were talking about tonight. So thank you.
Thank you. And Kat just wants to talk briefly about her YouTube channel. So I want to give her that opportunity. And then we're going to move into meditation. Kat?
Yeah, so join me on YouTube. You just put in my name and you should find me, or it's also called Madame Zorb TV, but I think it's under Kat Edwards. And I have actually got an intention-setting meditation for abundance, which I uploaded about a month ago. And I'll put the link to that in our Facebook page so that you can listen to that if you would like. It's free to listen. And please go on to my Facebook page, I mean my YouTube channel, and subscribe. The more subscribers I get, the more content I can release. So I'd love that. But I do have a meditation on abundance, which can help.
Perfect. Thank you, Kat. We'll have to check that out. I have joined Kat in a meditation. It was so soothing and so fulfilling. So thank you, Kat. Okay. If everybody would just take a moment and breathe deeply in to the count of four, going 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, hold, release, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, and now breathe deeply two more times on your own at that pace. Okay, now, if you haven't already done so, I invite you to close your eyes or to focus on a spot on the wall or something in the room that makes you feel relaxed and safe. And so, with your eyes closed or with your focus intent, I ask you to imagine that you are in bed dreaming. And in your dream, you see a nice puffy cloud floating down right through the ceiling of your room and next to your bed. And so the cloud is so inviting that you roll with assurance that you will be safe onto that cloud. It feels like a giant, soft, fluffy feather bed. And without fear, you allow that cloud to raise you up as you float up through the ceiling into the sky, seeing the stars, the moon, all the wonders of the universe, and the cloud lifts you. And it carries you. It carries you through the night. And soon, daylight starts to appear. And you see a beautiful sunrise. And the cloud continues. And as it travels, you see a beach. And you wonder if it's possible. Yes, you know it's possible. You can command that cloud anywhere, and if you so desire, and I suggest that it might be a wonderful experience, you allow that cloud to slowly, safely descend onto the beach. And when you get to the beach, you roll off the cloud onto the warm sand that supports your body, and that you feel all of that support and the warmth of the sand. And as you lie there, you continue to dream. You dream of something that you so desire, that you know you have the power to bring into your existence. You let go of all fears. You let go of all resistance. And you continue to dream as you understand without question that all will happen in divine order, and that all of your dreams can and will come true when you let go of resistance, when you embrace the divine, when you focus on what is positive, when you express and feel gratitude. Yes, your dreams are coming true, and you are patient, you are willing to move in the direction of your dreams, and you realize that amazingly, the paradox is that they are happening now, not only now, they've already manifested. And so you continue to lay on that warm sand and look at the cloud, which is still beside you. You roll back onto the cloud, and you allow it to transport you back to the comfort and safety of your bed, where you will wake relaxed, full of faith and the inner knowing that all is well. And so now, when you're ready, open your eyes and embrace the beauty of wherever you are, keeping the inner knowing that all is well, all is in divine order, and that you are living an abundant life. And so thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Kat, as always. You are brilliant, a brilliant star, and I so appreciate your insights and your wisdom. And likewise to Rachel and to Ann, thank you for joining us. And I hope all of the listeners will avail themselves of the resources that these ladies bring, because each of them is absolutely amazing. And so with that said, join us next week at the same time, same day, and we will have a new topic which will be generated this week. And if you so choose, we would welcome any suggestions you have on the Facebook page that Kat has mentioned. And with that said, I wish you all a good night, and God bless. And one more thing here. Oh, I thought it was a message from Kat. It's from a friend. Love her. Her name is Trish, and she's been a caller on the show. So, thank you again. Good night, and bless you, each and every one of you.
Good night, everybody. Good night.